President Bush says he's ready to sign the $87.5 billion Iraq and Afghanistan aid package. Last night, five senators were present for a voice vote to approve the package. We've invited NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellner to explain exactly what a voice vote is and why it is that on this major piece of legislation, a very expensive one too, only five senators were present to vote. David, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure, good to be with you.
Yesterday's historic vote was the result, I gather, of an agreement reached last Thursday evening between Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist and Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle. What did they agree on?
Well, you know, these are two leaders who often don't agree on many things, but this is one thing that they seem to agree on pretty readily. And that was that rather than go to a roll call vote where each senator would have to say yes or no to this $87.5 billion bill, which is, by the way, is the biggest one of its kind that's ever been passed in this country's history, instead they would go to a voice vote on it where the presiding officer would simply call out to the chamber and asking who was in favor, and those people would say aye, and those against would say no. No votes would be recorded. They would just decide whether it had passed or had not. And at that point, they said prior to that calling for a voice vote, there would be 6 hours of debate. However, that debate would not lead to any kind of decisive vote. And in fact, they scheduled it for a Monday, a day when many senators are not in town.
And of course, with a voice vote like that, and there's going to be no register anywhere of Senator Smith voted for or against.
That's right. And it's one less thing that they're going to be asked about or challenged on in next year's campaigns. A third of the Senate is up for re-election, or at least a third of the seats are up for election, as Ken Rudin just mentioned. And this is something that lawmakers will be asked about because people have been, they say, have been asking them for the last few weeks about why is it so much money necessary and why is Iraq not going to repay any of it.
Now, you asked Senator Daschle about the decision, and let's listen to what he had to say about that.
This was a Monday, and a number of senators felt that since the Senate had already voted as it did earlier, that a second vote was unnecessary. I generally believe that votes of this magnitude ought to require a roll call vote. That would have been my preference, but I didn't feel strongly about the fact since every senator has already been on record, both in the form of votes on amendments as well as on final passage of the bill just a few days ago.
So that's Senator Daschle's explanation for why he agreed to this deal with the majority leader in the Senate, Senator Frist, as to why there was no roll call vote on this $87.5 billion package. Did anybody object to the idea of a voice vote?
Well, actually, there was an attempt to have a unanimous consent, which is simply the Senate deeming passed the bill, and Senator Robert Byrd, a Democrat from West Virginia, who has been probably the leading critic in the Senate of Iraq policy, said that no, he thought that there should at least be a voice vote on this. So they did hold a voice vote, and there were very few senators in the chamber, as you mentioned. The only voice heard saying no was that of Senator Byrd.
Was this regarded in the cold light of the day after? Is this regarded as something of an embarrassment?
Well, I've asked several members of the Senate about that vote yesterday, and they all seemed a bit awkward, as you may have heard in the voice of Senator Daschle, about responding to it. Many senators say personally they would have rather voted on the record, but after all, this was the decision of the Senate, and I asked other people in the leadership about it, and they all said, well, somebody else decided this. And in fact, I think this was a tough vote to be on the record for, and many members of the Senate, in fact, were relieved that it was a voice vote.
Mm-hmm. So in the end, there are no votes recorded on this, and neither side will be able to stick it to the other come election day or the election campaign as to their vote for or against this. Given the publicity that this is generating and that awful image that, well, I guess it's awful, but it's probably embarrassing image of an empty chamber voting so much money in such a controversial issue, do you think that, they make all kinds of agreements on bills all the time, but this one just looks pretty bad.
Well, I think that this was actually a reflection of where the country is at on the issue of Iraq. There are deep, deep misgivings things about a policy which seems to be leading to an open-ended conflict. There is no exit strategy that's been spelled out very clearly. There's a lot of concern about record deficits, and I think that those who supported the supplemental bill, the $87 billion, were worried that they would be challenged by their constituents. Those who were against it were worried that they would be accused of not being patriotic for not giving money to the troops who are over there. So in both cases, they, I think, felt better off with a voice vote.
David Wellner, thanks very much for being with us today.
You're quite welcome.
David Wellner is NPR's congressional correspondent. He was with us from the booth in the United States Senate, and thank him very much. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.